This is Josh Lowe interviewing Ralph Lowe at his home in Varnell, Georgia on March 26, 1996. The subject of this interview is World War II, the Great Depression, and his life in the oil business.
Okay, in your oil business, did you have to stay in Varnell, or did you move off, or what'd you do?
Well, I worked 17 years, I think it was 17 years here in Dalton as I drove a gasoline truck and I worked in sales. But in 1964, one morning I went to work and the big boss out of Atlanta was here. It was down here, and he asked me would I be interested in taking a distributorship of my own. And I told him, I says, it's hard to take distributorships when you've got two boys in school. And I says, my daughter, well, she was in high school, and she didn't like but 1 year, 1 or 2 year being through. And I didn't want to be transferred, but they offered me three different locations as a distributorship. They offered me Murphy, North Carolina. I went up there and I told them, I believe I just let them give that back to the Indians.
I've been there, I don't blame you.
And then they sent me to Gainesville, Georgia. I like Gainesville, Georgia. But it was a little bit, it was just different, so I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to do. And they give me a 10-day notice, either take it or stay a truck driver. And I knew then that I, as a truck driver, I was making about $65-$70 a week, and those boys in school, my wife had gone to work to help meet the bills and everything with those kids in school. And so I took that job in Rome, and I transferred to Rome, Georgia. And so I never will forget it. My first check was $267 for a month. And they told me that, says, things will look better because, says, we want you to go to lube engineer school. And on your own, and your salary will keep going. And says, after you learn to be a lube engineer, well, you can sell this stuff, sell these oils and greases to these manufacturer places. And and I thought, well, a can of grease is a can of grease, but I never was surprised in all my life. It's not. It's certain temperature, you have to have temperature grease for certain type bearings and stuff like that, how fast it runs, the RPMs and stuff like that. So I went to that school and I learned that, and I enjoyed it. And I wasn't long, that $200-something went up to a month with sales. Well, it went up to $600. Wasn't long, it was $1,200. And the year of 1980, well, I think I went and sold nearly $18 million worth of stuff. I mean, oils and greases and gasoline. And I did well. And I sold a lot. In other words, when I went down there, we sold approximately probably a 2-ton truck load of grease and oil a month. When I left, there'd be two tractors and trailers pulled up down there at a time from Savannah Lube Terminal to unload there, and then two in Dalton. They also give me the distributorship in Dalton too, and that's what I wanted to start with, but they wouldn't give it to me. They sent me to Rome. So now I had both places, and I was selling more oil than anybody north of Atlanta, including Atlanta, because all this commercial and business in this area up here, in Dalton and Rome, these carpet mills, and every drum of oil I sold, I'd make $10 or $12 on it, and because they once Union Oils once set the prices, and sometimes I'd sell 4 trailer loads of oil a month, and I did real well, and I bought a 1981. I bought a farm in Varnell, Georgia, and I told my wife, I said, we've got enough to live on the rest of our life, and I was 55, and I done a crazy thing. I bought a farm and went to work. That's what I actually did, and I bought this farm, and I really enjoy it, but it's got where you can't get help, so I'm going to have to do something here, I guess. I don't know, but I really enjoy it. I got about 75 registered limousine cows, and I really enjoy the farm and cattle business, and I got all equipment to do it with, and so far I've been fortunate. I've had pretty good health, and my wife, she's got pretty good health, and we enjoy everything we got. We got about 200 acres here, but in fact, everybody said that when I retired out of the oil business, I'd go down, but I got stirred up on this farm here, and I've not looked back. I wouldn't go back to the oil business at all. I enjoyed it while I was there. It's like it was in the Army. I enjoyed the Army while I was in there, but after I was ready to come home, I was ready, and that's the same way with it.
Well, whenever you owned your oil business, how many people did you have working for you, and did you have any union problems or anything?
Well, the union tried to come in several times, but see, on tractor and trailer drivers, the insurance specifications for petroleum haulers, which all my drivers was listed under petroleum haulers. I had a bunch of tractors and trailers and small trucks and stuff delivering locally, but I had to pay wages of tractor, truck drivers, and there wasn't no complaints at all. I gave them insurance, and I gave them a price that the over the road drivers made. Only thing they didn't make mileage, and they just had a good salary coming in with good benefits, and sometimes they'd tell me they wanted to go to get that mileage, but they wasn't at home, so it wouldn't be long, they'd be back.
Yeah, how many different companies do you distribute for? Just Union and Pure?
Yeah, Union and Pure and Woolco Pep. See, that's just the same thing, right down
buying
the line.
Each other, right?
Buying each other. Well, what they didn't call it buying that, they called it merging. What it was on the stock market, they'd buy each other's stock out. So Pure didn't know Union was hoarding up their stock, buying their stock. They didn't know it till it was too late. But that's the way that works in these big businesses, is buy each other's stock out.
Well, I've noticed them lately that there's less Union stations around them. Pure's coming back. What's that all about?
Well, Union Oil, they moved. See, they was west of the Mississippi River, and Pure was from east of the Mississippi. So that made Union, nationwide. But they just come and go and everything like that. Now they pull back. Union has, and somebody bought the Pure. Out, Pure in, let it out. I don't know who it is, and what it is, people don't know it. But at my place in Rome, it was gasoline was pumped here from Pure and Gulf had a pipeline from Beaumont, Texas, to Atlanta, Birmingham, and then north to Chattanooga and Knoxville and through here, you see. But actually what it is, gasoline is actually is the same thing, Gulf, Pure, whatever. I sold gas to Amoco. I sold gas to Marathon. I sold gas to a dozen different companies. What it is the additive you put in it that makes a difference. And everybody claims their additives is higher. I don't know what.
What's an additive?
Well, additive is a chemical that they put in the gasoline and diesel fuel that raises the octane, which is flash point, and they had an additive they put in the diesel fuel, and you know the diesel fuel made it. You don't go octane in the diesel fuel, you go cetane, and cetane in union was better than. That's why you see all these union truck stops. Is that additive they got in the rack? You know, they're just like everybody else. It's as quick as they, the laboratories invent these ingredients they put into this stuff. Why they get a patent on it or what you call it, and then nobody else can't use it. And it does. I seen it in the lab in Rome. I seen it. Our ethyl gas at one time it would go up at flash point. Would go up as high as 108.
What's a flash point?
It's a when it flashes and it ignites. And I've seen other big companies that put their additives in it, and it flash at 92. And ours at 108. That's why they got you at Talladega, Alabama, and all these. That's where you see all these union logos and everything is on account of that high flash point gasoline, racing gasoline, which I think at that time, Pure had the best gasoline there was on the market. They had a tritane additive that they put in it, and they had the whole thing in a nutshell is additive in motor oils and stuff. I've been to the lube oil terminal in Savannah, and here come Amoco truck, for instance, and there was a bunch of empty cans and want it filled up with our heavy duty motor oil. And on the inside of the can, it says Amoco HD30. Well, it's Pure.
Yeah.
And in other words, it's they put some little something in that oil for them, and they claim it. But actually, the ingredient is the same. Guff, Pure, you name it, all down the line, it was the same. It's the additive they put in this stuff. But they probably had to put it in there to get by the government when testing and everything like that. But in their oils and greases, now that was a different story altogether. You liable to sell somebody some grease if you didn't go to engineer school and learn that, you liable to sell somebody some grease and burn them $1,000,000,000 machine up. But you had to have when it broke apart, the grease would, the temperature grease, and some of it would break apart at 350 degrees, some of it at 450, and it's just, you had to, figure that stuff out, how many RPMs that thing turned, and how many bearings, and this, that, and the other it had in it.
Well, there's not a Union 76 is in Dalton. What do you think the best kind of gas is around here?
I tell you the way I do it, knowing what I know about the gasoline, like I said about the additives a while ago, I go to places that's got the new pumps and the new tanks. Because these old tanks, it sweats on the inside. And the steel tanks are bad to rust and everything. And that's what... I know one time in Rome we was cleaning out our tanks, and those tanks down there, the biggest in hell, 1,700,000, and you let them in 3 years' time, they would be pure rust in the bottom of those tanks, 18 to 20 inches. So we didn't have no place to put that rust. It's just gassy, soupy rust. So 10 miles away from Rome, Georgia, they gave the city of Rome $10,000 to handle that out of that tank. The Union Oil Company did. And 6 months later, a feller down the old south of Rome had some of that rusty gas in his spring.